It is April 12th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. It is with great sadness that we report the passing of Hardy Thompson Brumfield, the brother of Harris Brumfield. His obituary from the Chicago Tribune is listed in today's newsletter with a link. Hardy, like his brother, was a trader at the Chicago Board of Trade. His obituary says this about his trading. For 8 years, he was the largest volume trader in the 10-year note futures. A memorial service will be held on Thursday, April 13, 2023, 1 p.m. at Peachtree Presbyterian Church, 3434 Roswell Road, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. A celebration of Hardy's life will follow at the Thompson Buckhead, 415 East Paces Ferry Road, Atlanta, Georgia, 30305. The entire JLN team offers its condolences to the Brumfield family on Hardy's passing. We, too, celebrate his life. Thank you to all who donated to Tom Lantz fundraising efforts to provide non-lethal aid to Ukraine, with him personally delivering it there. A big thanks to Brian Rice of Ever.ag for his 500-pound donation. You made my and Tom's day. The U.S. National Emergency Response to the COVID-19 pandemic ended on Monday after President Joe Biden signed a congressional resolution to bring it to a close, the Associated Press reported. Euronext would like you to know that on March 17th, Euronext reached the third highest equity value traded in history with the 27.6 billion euro traded following an uptick in volatility. Over March 2023, 12.7 billion euros of average daily traded volumes was reported on their markets, the highest traded level in 12 months. During this time, Euronext reinforced its position as the venue of price formation in Europe based on BMLL data, thanks to its continued superior market quality. And that is all they have to say about this. I won't be able to make it out to the London Metal Exchange Asia Metals Seminar, but I don't have to worry because virtual tickets are available. The seminar is on Tuesday, May 16th, 2023, from 8:30 to 15:30 HKT. You can click on a link in today's newsletter for more details and to register. The Futures for Kids 2023 Fun Run, a good cause and fun for all, is scheduled for May 25th, 2023 in Queen Elizabeth Olympic Park, London. The lead sponsor is RJ O'Brien. Gold sponsors are Ion and StoneX Group, Inc., and a silver sponsor is GH Financials. For more details and to register, sponsor, or donate, click on a link in today's newsletter. It is not often JLN carries news from the Harvard Gazette, but today we have a story that Harvard alumnus Kenneth C. Griffin has made a $300 million gift to the Faculty of Arts and Sciences. The Graduate School of Arts and Sciences will be named in honor of Griffin, who previously gave $150 million to undergraduate financial aid. Harvard will rename the graduate school the Kenneth C. Griffin Graduate School of Arts and Sciences in his honor. Bloomberg and The Guardian also reported on the gift, which brings Griffin's contributions to Harvard to $500 million. The Guardian story was more partisan as it waded into the history of Griffin Citadel's holdings in gun and ammunition manufacturers worth more than $139 million as of March 2022, according to Chicago NPR affiliate NBEZ. The Guardian noted, quote, a NBEZ analysis of firearms recovered by Chicago police from violent criminal incidents over 5 years found that nearly one in four were produced by companies in which Citadel invests. The Guardian also noted Griffin's support of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, who has proposed banning critical race theory, a theory developed at Harvard, from Florida public colleges and universities. Quantigo would like you to know about a theme for 2023. The theme is thematic indices, in a blog post from today titled New Horizons in Thematic Investing. Quantigo explains how thematic indexes are performing in our rather interesting markets today and in the last several years. The AI hype is whipping up into a frenzy. The Biden administration is trying to figure out how to regulate it. Bloomberg has a story titled, Does AI Terrify You? Take the Panic Quiz. The subheadline is, Are these quotes about artificial intelligence or just some other tech innovations of yore? The Wall Street Journal has a paid content piece from the CME Group titled, The Year Crude Oil Markets Embrace Something New. The subheadline is WTI Crude Oil Futures Launched in 1983. One of the contract's first traders weighs in on its importance 40 years later. The piece features an interview with Thomas McMahon, co-CEO of Air Carbon Exchange, who we interviewed at FIA Boca. That interview will be coming soon. JLN also has a podcast interview coming up with Corrine Boone of Air Carbon Exchange on the history of the carbon markets. Rosalind Wilton is the featured FIA Hall of Fame member today by FIA on LinkedIn with the full-length video of Wilton presented. The CME Group is looking for a director of financial research and product development in London. Veteran journalist Debbie Carlson has a story in Barron's titled, Exchange-Traded Notes Are More Dangerous Than They Might Appear. Veteran journalist Sarah Velez Mora has an exclusive interview in Finance Asia with NYSE International Listings head Cassandra Sear. In the interview, which is 8 months after Sear joined NYSE, she shared her strategy for attracting international listings and her outlook for the public markets across the rest of 2023. The cost of writing Aunt Betty is going up. Time to buy more forever stamps. The price of a U.S. postage stamp will rise from 63 cents to 66 cents on July 9th, unless overruled by the postal regulator. This is the fourth hike in 2 years, and the price of a first-class stamp has increased 32% since 2019. The EEX Group March Environmentals newsletter provides news from the EEX emissions market, including information about events, products, and incentives. This month's topics include GHG quota trading, ETS auctions, a North America update, and carbon chat video webinars. You can learn more and subscribe to the free newsletter with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have another video from our FIA Boca coverage. Sean Creighton, Director, Index Derivative Solutions at FTX Russell, an LSEG business, was interviewed by John Lothian News at the FIA International Futures Conference in Boca Raton, Florida, about the firm's work as a global provider of benchmarks, analytics, and data solutions. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Ex-JPMorgan gold traders ask no prison time in spoofing case. Michael Nowak, Greg Smith, convicted at Chicago trial in 2022. Prosecutor said Nowak Smith spoofed metal markets for years. JPMorgan Chase and Company's former precious metals desk head and his former top gold trader asked to be spared prison sentences for spoofing. Desk head Michael Nowak and trader Greg Smith were both convicted in August of market manipulation by a federal jury in Chicago. Prosecutors last month recommended that Nowak be given 5 years in prison and Smith 6 years. My comment, why should we have to go to jail for breaking the law? That is for people who do bad things. We just spoofed the markets for years. All right, here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. Buffett says more bank failures are likely, but depositors are safe. Berkshire CEO praises B of A's Moynihan, plans to hold the stock. Troubled bank shares aren't value investments, Buffett says. Warren Buffett says more U.S. banks are likely to fail, but depositors should be confident they won't lose any of their funds. We are not through with bank failures, the Berkshire Hathaway Inc. chairman and chief executive officer said in an interview on CNBC Wednesday. Dumb decisions by bank managers shouldn't be panicking the whole citizenry of the United States about something they don't need to be panicked about. My comment. We will always have bank failures. We will always have winners and losers. It just depends on who gets to pick who the losers are. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline. Leaders should update our financial system for women and the world. As the World Bank and IMF spring meetings begin, policymakers must not let the decisions of a different time hold them back. This opinion piece is from Melinda French Gates. There are two interlocking stories to be told right now about the forces shaping the economic outlook in the world's poorest places. One is of billions of people on the cusp of crisis, reeling from climate change, pandemic fallout, skyrocketing food prices, and crushing heavy national debt burdens. The other is about the enormous unrealized economic potential of the women who live within these communities. Women like Kadi Diallo, Yai Sudu Fall, and Kum Kum Kupta. My comment. Melinda, this is not part of the plan of the incoming theocracy. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. AI can write a song, but it can't beat the market. Quants have tried for decades with limited success at their biggest challenge. Where is Wall Street's AI revolution? Almost every industry, from architecture to entertainment, is testing generative artificial intelligence, hoping to profit from a technology that can produce writing, images, and art much like humans. Wall Street has long used automated algorithms for tasks such as placing trades and managing risk, but investors haven't made much progress relying on AI to tackle their biggest challenge, beating the market. While some see ChatGPT as a way to boost sales and research efforts, the investing results using AI haven't been especially impressive. My comment. AI can write a song, but can't beat the market. But can it write a song about me beating the market? Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Groundwater Gold Rush. Banks, pension funds, and insurers have been turning California's scarce water into enormous profits, leaving people with less to drink, from Bloomberg. Second was Treehouse Gold Coast Mansion with a bit part in Ferris Bueller's sold, from Crane Chicago Business. Third was our top story Monday, Chicago gets what it voted for. Mayor-elect Brandon Johnson blames business for crime, from the Wall Street Journal's editorial board. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Yahoo Finance. How Jamie Dimon became king of Wall Street. Jamie Dimon, unless you have had your head buried in the sand for the last 20 years, you've probably heard that name. He's chairman and CEO of JP Morgan Chase, JPM, and perhaps the most well-known banker on the planet. Diamond was officially named CEO in 2006, but his true rise to stardom came during the 2008 financial crisis. Born in New York City to a family of bankers, Diamond went to Tufts University, where he studied philosophy and economics, followed by Harvard Business School before starting his career at American Express. It was there that Jamie Dimon became the protege of legendary financier Sandy Weill, and in 1985, they both left Amex to run consumer financing company Commercial Credit under Weill's leadership. And then here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. Global financial regulator calls for tougher rules after bank panic. FSB chair says rising interest rates, volatility, and tight liquidity mean more challenging outlook. The global finance system's top regulator has urged officials to learn lessons from recent banking turmoil, saying the latest stresses were more a reminder that financial stability is, quote, not merely an abstract concept, unquote. Klaus Knott, chair of the Financial Stability Board, wrote in a letter published on Wednesday that the need to tighten rules in response to the panic was, quote, all the greater, unquote, because unlike other recent shocks to the global economy, such as the war in Ukraine and the coronavirus pandemic, quote, this latest episode has had its origins within the financial system, unquote. And then finally, here's the last story, this one from The Trade. The headline, TradeWeb, Euroclear, and IGM collaborate to automate primary market security identification and set up processes. New solution looks to improve access to improving critical Eurobond data for investors alongside improving the transition into secondary trading. TradeWeb, Euroclear, and Informa Global Markets, IGM, are collaborating to automate the security identification and setup process for forthcoming syndicated Eurobonds in the primary market. The solution aims to improve the way investors access and manage critical pre-pricing data for newly syndicated Eurobonds, allowing for increased automation of primary markets and an improved transition into secondary trading. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.